All right, so that Bogdanovich guy, that fucking clown bag, is going to his impeachment trial today to fucking try to save his ass. He is a goofy ass motherfucker, that guy. I was listening to a part of the proceeding today, and there were these conversations that he was having with lobbyists. It's like, this just seems like a slam dunk. Everywhere around this guy, he's been bartering and begging and baiting and going after all this shit that fucking, that just smells of fucking absolute illicit illegalness. And he's going to try to go into court to convince a bunch of schmoes around him that already probably hate his guts that he's fine and he should be absolved, you know. I'm starting to think this guy, the only reason why he's even fucking putting this fight up is because his own mix of insanity is going to convince the world after this that he should have a job somewhere. So instead of just going down silently, he's going to go down with a fight and make himself look like, I don't know, a new Fox News correspondent. That's kind of what I'm thinking about. But yeah, on other fronts here, personal fronts, man, I tell you, our little Miles boy, we got to end this anger thing. He's it's a bad scene, and it's only going to be fit everybody if he can get over these things, because it's not good. And he was doing good there for a little while. We had him calm and under control, and seemed like some of the nighttime rituals and naps were going a little better. But man, last night, it's a bad reversion. So that's kind of where we're at right now with everything. I am behind someone right now that is going so fucking slow that it's painful. And I got a blue fucking Mustang behind me that's pissed off too, so we're gonna fire this fucking roadway up. What else is going on in the world? Obama's trying to pass this stimulus package, and of course fucking the Republicans are giving him a bunch of shit, you know, not wanting to fucking vote and fucking giving him all this shit. It's just the same mantra with those guys that it was for 8 years under asshole. You got all these motherfuckers that want to cut spending, but all they do is spend. They're spending on failed wars, they're spending on this, they're spending on that, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, you're really that worried about spending after all the money you spent overseas and on frivolous, stupid motherfucking plans? It just kills me. It absolutely kills me. You know what? All those Republicans and all the people that are fans of Republicans, just buy it. Just fucking hook, line, and sinker. It's like all the fucking rhetoric that McCain had after losing the election. Oh, I'm going to play good. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Now he's all fucking anti-Obama. It's like everybody waited for the dust to settle after the inauguration and the joy of him getting in to start fucking throwing their daggers and getting all fucking stupid. It's like, I just don't get it. I do get it, actually. It's the ugliness of politics, which is just so utterly and completely fucking crooked and rotten. And it's like, that's what's running our country. This mechanism. So with that in mind, with that proof in the pudding, it's amazing to think how, even from police departments and all the way down, I was telling Carrie about this a while back, it's like the local news has to be a sniffer for the police. It has to be a way of exposing what's going on and trying to get crime solved, because there's no reason why I need to know about, for instance, yesterday, I don't even want to get into it. There's a dude that threw his four-year-old over a fucking railing on a bridge into waters below. It's like, just shit like that. I don't know why we have to know about that. It's horrible. It's terrible. And, you know, what you, it's just our fucking way that we divulge and ingest news, and what we ingest is horrific. Utterly fucking horrific. And then you get stations like Current TV that are really exposing things that are cool about the world, and it's a weird channel. It's like, no, it's not weird. It's not weird that we're fucking looking at, like, you know, maybe a spelling bee championship or what's going on in this remote area of the world that's doing something positive. No, it's weird to me to have to be subjected to this news that we get subjected to with these gruesome, grisly, just fucking beheadings and blowing up and killing and all this shit. It's just, our fucking local news is like fucking wiping your ass and putting the fucking remains of that on a fucking TV set. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You have to be fucking kidding me. At any rate, I think that's all I got for today. As the cow jumps over the moon.